Really? You want me to take a break from my work? To do what? To meet with a peasant? You're joking, right? You're not joking. This must be awfully important if you've bust into my quarters here to try and have me reason with some peasant. All right. I guess I can handle it today. Bring them in. Ah, so you must be the peasant that has decided to waste my time. Well, I'm awfully thankful that you chose today when I have the busiest of schedules to drop by. Now, what do you want? You're joking. You're absolutely joking me. This must be some sort of prank. You've come here to bother me because I'm going to tear down your village. And you think I care? Please. I have no time for you peasants. Absolutely not. In fact, I only have one need for peasants like yourself. And well, I don't dare speak about that with strangers. Now, I am so terribly sorry that I have to tear down your village, but it is of the utmost importance to my kingdom. Yeah, you see, I've decided to build my pool there. What do you mean a pool's not important? A pool is important. How else will I swim? I'm going to build a massive pool. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be indoors, as I don't see the sun that often. I think I'm allergic to it. I'm going to have plenty of seating spaces for me, of course. No one else is allowed to use my pool. It's mine. All mine. And well, I guess you do look fairly attractive. Peasant, you do give me some ideas. Oh, nothing for you to worry about that much. It's just, I do find myself somewhat attracted to you. Normally I'd say it was a bad thing, but for you it might actually help. Now, how would you feel like some tea? Well, if you've come to bother me, come all this way, you may as well have some tea while you're here. Would you like me to get you a cup? Excellent. It's not a good idea to refuse gifts that I give you. I am the queen, after all. I know I have a lot of power in this situation, but trust me when I say that, well, sometimes I do consider the needs of others. Not often, but sometimes. So let's fetch you some tea. Yes. Servant, please bring me my tea. Do it now, slave, and do not keep me waiting this time. You know how I like it. And please bring the special brew for the peasant. Got it? Good. Sorry about that. My servant is fairly new and, well, they haven't quite finished their training. Unfortunately, it means they make a terrible cup of tea. However, you might find it rather pleasant, being a peasant and all. Aren't you used to drinking mud and dirt? Ugh, I don't know how you peasants do it, living like that. I could never. Absolutely not. Now, I've been thinking. I have decided I would like to offer you a position in my staff. I mean, it can't be worse than being a peasant, can it? What do you mean, no? I see, you already have a job. But listen here, you get full perks. You get clothed and fed and looked after. In fact, I like you so much. You have spunk and charisma that I would like to offer you a position in my personal chambers. Seriously, you're going to turn me down again? We'll see about that. You see, peasant, I never get told no. I'm the queen, after all. And, well, I've done everything in my power to stay here in this kingdom, in this castle, ruling over all my subjects, including you, peasant. Now, you can either say yes to the job now, willingly, or I'll have to use the hard method. Okay. All right. Keep turning me down. See if I care. Soon it won't matter anyway. Sorry, what? I didn't say anything. Must be the wind. It's quite awfully brisk out there. Here's the servant with that damn tea. Put it on the table now. Go. Do not stare at me, servant. You've not been given permission to gaze upon the queen. Now, get out. I said get out. Sorry, she's an awfully unruly little thing. Now, tea. Here's your special brew. I hope you find it delightful. I grow it here myself, in my own garden, right outside. I have several servants pick it and dry it and bag it and place it in hot water for me every morning. Delightful. Costs a fortune. Not that I care. Oh, no, now I do insist. Please, drink up. You're not going to say no again to the queen, are you? You do know I am known for removing heads if people decide not to do what I say, so drink. Thank you. Now, while we're chatting, and you were rudely declining my offer for a job, I've come up with some ideas. You see, I always get what I want. And what I want is you. Yes, you. I'm going to take you, and I'm going to break you into a million little pieces. I'm going to make you submit to me. I'm going to make you obey me. I'm going to make you so helplessly obedient that you can't possibly think without my commands. I'm going to lock you in the dungeon and keep you as my slave. You could have accepted my initial job offer, but since you've declined twice now, I've had to play the hard game. Drink the tea. Thank you. Every last drop. You can already feel it, can't you? The drugs and the tea. You knew where this was going. You may be a peasant, but you're not that dumb now, are you? No. And you can already feel the effects, can't you? Yes. Look at you. Those little waves of shock drifting through your mind. As it hits your face as you realize that you're going to be trapped here for a very long time. But soon you won't even matter about it. The thought will not even cross your mind. Because all you'll be thinking about is servitude to me. Compliance to me. Your queen. And I don't care if you wanted it or not. Because this is the hand you've been dealt. You're going to worship me. You're going to be so enamored by my beauty, by my words, by my whims, that you fall head over heels, helplessly into servitude. You're going to be a slave for me, and that brings me great joy. In fact, you can already feel the effects drifting through your mind of the drugs and the tea. The effect it has trickling through your bloodstream. As your heart pumps the drug around, circulating your system, bringing it through your head, trickling down your body and back up again. And the longer it circulates like this, the more you're filled with pure obedience and servitude, submission. And so you just sit there and let the drug take hold of you like this. Oh, peasant, we're going to have such fun together. You and me. As I train you. As I have you. Helplessly reeling in my voice, my power, my control. Control you're already feeling right now. Close your eyes, peasant. Close your eyes and let yourself sink down deep. Deep into me. Deep into my control. Deep into obedience. Sleep, peasant. Sleep and let your mind wander. Sleep and let your mind think of obedience. As you drift, as you sink, as you fall. You're so cute when you're submissive. I love it when you can't speak like that. Your mind is already starting to become shackled by my control. You can already imagine in the back of your head the chains wrapping around your body, binding yourself to me. Your body, mine. Your mind, mine. Everything you are and once were, mine. All mine. And I'm greedy, I know. I won't stop until I take every last piece of you and make you my slave. Your thoughts, past, present, all gone, replaced by my control. Your mind helplessly reeling, sinking, falling, floating down into depths you never knew possible. As everything fades away, your vision becomes blurry and fades into darkness. And all you know is me, my control, obedience to me. That's right. That's right. Now, I don't usually offer people an explanation. I'm not one for explaining my actions. I'm rather a doer. But for you, I'll be kind. I'll give you an explanation of what's going to happen next. You see, you're going to be put through a rigorous program of slave training. You're going to be reprogrammed, repurposed, and made into a perfect servant for me. But not just any servant, no. You won't be serving tea or scrubbing the floors, no. You're going to be stationed in my personal chamber because I find you alluring. I like looking at you, and that has won you my favor. In fact, you are going to be the luckiest of all the servants, of all my slaves, because you'll get to stay here with me. And between you kneeling on the floor in front of me, gazing adoringly up at me, worshipping my every move, my every word, my every breath. You're going to be a little piece of furniture for me. A footrest for me to put my feet on. A stool for me to sit on. Or maybe something else. Maybe something more amusing to my tastes. But only if I let you. In fact, your mind and your body will be shackled by my control so deeply that you won't do anything unless I tell you to. You'll breathe. You'll sigh. You'll have all the functions you need to keep yourself alive. But that's the height of it. I will control everything else. Because I can. Because I will. Because I say so. Do you understand? Tell me, slave, do you understand? Good. And whenever I ask you a question, you're going to respond with, yes, my queen, do you understand? Do you understand? Good. And every time you say, yes, my queen, going to sink even deeper into submissive obedience, do you understand? Good. Good. That's right. Now, I want you to prove your worth for me. I can't just let you be my number one slave without you proving yourself to me. So, slave, get on your knees. Do it. On the floor, just like that. Already right here in my chambers, you find yourself on your knees. I bet that makes you feel helpless. Doesn't it make you feel helpless, slave? Good. It should. Now, I want you to beg me to take your mind even more. I want you to beg me. I want you to worship me. I want you to tell me all of the things you would do for me if I controlled you even more. Tell me, slave. How hard can you beg for me? Show me, slave, with your begs and your whines and your whimpers. Now. Come on. Beg for me, slave. Is that right? Uh-huh. Interesting. You can beg harder than that. I bet you can. You came in here groveling and sniveling. I'm sure you can grovel even harder than that. Come on. Get down to the floor as low as you can and beg me. And feel how small you are. My slave under me. An almighty, powerful queen. And there's nothing you can do about that. Nothing at all. In fact, you'll relish every moment you're locked in my dungeon, in my slave quarters. Every moment you spend gazing upon me and my beauty. You'll adore it. I know you will. Now stop begging, slave. I've had enough. Now, since I've decided to keep you, slave, keep you and use you in many different ways, I'm going to remove the spell I've put upon your mind. I'm going to extract some of that poison from your brain so you can think a little bit, so I can watch you squirm as you are locked in the dungeon. I think it will be amusing. Personally, I love watching slaves get locked in the dungeon for the first time. And I don't want to miss out on yours. I think it would be awfully amusing. So, when I count from 1 to 10, you'll find all of the drugs exiting your system, releasing you from my spell, releasing you from my bonds, no longer thinking of only obedience to me. You'll be back to yourself, just as you were, before I drugged you like that. Ready to get locked in the dungeon. Do you understand? Good. And every single time I say, your queen commands you and snaps my fingers, you'll find yourself not only returning to this obedient, submissive, slave-like headspace, but you'll find yourself doing exactly as I ask. Do you understand, slave? Good. Every time I say those words, as your queen commands you with a snap like that, you'll find yourself coming back here. If you aren't already in my slave headspace, you'll enter it again, deeper than before, every single time. Good slave. Now, coming up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, feeling all the drugs removing from your system. With 4, 5, 6, no longer my slave, no longer submissively obedient. With 7, 8, 9, and on the next number, wide awake, alert, back to the way you were before. With 10, wide awake. And that's just a taste of my power, peasant. Are you amused? You should be. Now, guards, take them to the dungeon.